Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior. And we say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to you, to you, to you, and to you. Welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this beautiful morning, the day that the Lord has made. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. I bring you greetings from the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. And all of these other things are added unto us. Amen and amen. We pray everybody had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Whatever you did, we pray that Jesus was on your mind. If this is your first time with us, we greet you in the name of the Lord. Amen. We welcome you and we invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. Amen. Hallelujah. By the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There is no time and distance in the spirit. Amen. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. We're just so happy. Amen. For this second Monday. Amen. In the new year. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. I mean, I don't care where you at, where you live at, what you're doing. Hallelujah. I don't care what you feel like, how much money you got. It's a blessing to be alive. It's just a blessing. And time is so precious. And time is going by so quick. Isn't time going past quick, y'all? I mean, like the year just came in. Like, wow. Like, we about in the middle, almost in the middle. And it just came in. And guess what? If the Lord tarry, that's the same way this year is going to go by. Amen. And this is why we have to redeem the time. Amen. Because the days are evil. We want to thank God. Amen. Today is day number one of our 21 day of fasting. Amen. And so we just want to thank God. Amen. For the opportunity. Amen. Hallelujah. To be able to fast. It's such a blessing. And you don't even realize how much a blessing it is until you go through it. Amen. Glory be to God. And I know that's my prayer. Hallelujah. And I'll discuss that with you, some of the things I do. Amen. Especially if this is the first time for a lot of you, to give you some ideas how you might want to do it. I have a corporate prayer petition that we'll be praying for every day corporately. But then I have my own individual petitions that I want God to do for me personally during this 21 days. And right at the top of my list, I ask God, help me not to cheat. Help me not to cheat during this fast. I want this to be a real fast. I want to go in it like this was the last time I was going to ever go fast. You know, because what did we say this year was, 2023? The year of results. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. So everybody has their day to elaborate. Well, most of us do. All right. And so I took day number one. All right. Bless the Lord. And I want us to take a look at Jonah. Amen. Chapter number 3. And I'm just going to read 5 verses here. Glory be to God. Starting at verse 1. And it reads like this. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. Now, Nineveh was a very large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began by doing a day's journey into the city, proclaiming, 40 more days. And Nineveh will be overthrown. The Ninevites believed God. A fast was proclaimed. Underline that word fast. And all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. And this is the precious word of God for the precious people of God. Oh, yes. God, amen, sent Jonah to Nineveh with a hard message because it was about to be a national turmoil. It was about to be some trouble up in the land. We don't know if it was going to be nuclear war. We didn't know if the Republican House of Representatives was about to throw something down. We didn't know if ex-President Trump I'm just pulling it up into today's time. We don't know what was about to go down. We don't know if COVID was coming back, amen, with a vengeance. We don't know what was about to go down. But all we know, it was about to be national turmoil, not just in the body of Christ, for the unbelief, for the believers, for the unbelievers, the whole nation was about to get in trouble. And God sent Jonah to carry a message. Beloved, somebody say, thank God for those who go. You know what, I'm talking to y'all and I'm making some notes. Amen. For this month. Amen. We got to make sure we pray for our leaders and for the fivefold ministry. So let me tell you, their job is not always easy. Oh, and for those who would go, you might not even be in a fivefold ministry, but if you're carrying the gospel, amen, hallelujah. I'm making some notes as the Holy Ghost speaking to me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God as we fast. Amen. So we can take a day to fast with these people. Amen. Glory be to God. Jonah had run away from God. He did run. Like we can't beat Jonah up for that. Because a lot of us still running. When I was a little girl, and my grandmother would come and take us to church. And I remember me and Sister Nancy and couple of them, my sister Nancy. That sister Nancy was something. She was a little girl, but she would sing her heart out. She still sing her heart out. Ask Nancy, if Nancy ever sing for y'all, ask her to sing this song, and you'll see Nancy get into a rare form. She's a sinner man. Where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run on judgment day? Oh, she tears that song up. Amen, beloved, but some of us still running. So let's not beat Jonah up too bad. We still running. Jonah did run, okay, but Jonah repented. Thank God for repentance. Amen. He did what the Lord had given him to do. God had given him a second chance, see, to participate in his work, God's work. See, God had given us a second chance. Matter of fact, the truth of the matter is God will give us, I don't even like to say second chance. I like to say another chance. Because for some of us, it's not the second time. It's about the fourth or the fifth or the sixth. God just keep giving us another chance because he's just so gracious, see. And beloved, you may feel as though you are not qualified, see, for serving God because of all the mistakes that you have made. We all have made mistakes, huh? The shortcomings, we all got shortcomings. Every single person on planet Earth got a shortcoming. Every single person on planet Earth got mistakes. So if God was going to use somebody with no mistakes and no shortcomings, there wouldn't be nobody around to be used. Nobody would qualify. Glory be to God. But, beloved, serving God is not, hallelujah, an earned position. We don't earn it. Well, I earned this position. I earned to serve in this House of Representatives. I earned to serve as president. No, I earned to serve God. No, you ain't earned a cotton picking thing because it can't be earned. Glory be to God. None of us qualify for God's service. Lottie, dottie, everybody, none of us qualify. But God still asks us to carry out his work. Glory be to God. And beloved, if you have been telling the Lord no, the good news today is you still may have another opportunity. We can't guarantee it now. I ain't no guarantees. But you still may have another opportunity. Because, beloved, you're going to look up, you're going to look Jesus in his face. I don't care if you're saved or if you're not saved. You're going to look Jesus in his face. Every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to, oh, you're going to look Jesus in his face. And you might have to give up some answers, but that's between you and God. Because as I was preparing myself, glory be to God, amen, for this morning, I told the Lord one thing. Lord, I can't look. I can't live for nobody. I can't judge nobody. I can't make nobody live right. I can't answer for nobody. And that's the truth. I don't care if you're a pastor or not a pastor, and you can't make nobody do nothing. You can't make nobody act right. You can't make nobody. But you know what I told the Lord again and again? I just want to make sure I'm right. I can't be overly concerned about who go to heaven. But I want to make sure I'm there. And I ain't going to mess around and let people send me to hell. So that's really all we can count for is ourselves. You can't count for your children and your spouses. You want them there, but you can't guarantee that because they might not want to go. So really the only person that we really have a responsibility for is ourselves. That's it. And that's the truth. And that takes all of our time, all of our time. That's why we start in the first 3 days of our fast on ourselves. Brother Paul put it this way. He said, I dare not preach to other people and I myself be a castaway. The preacher in hell. And then them hard-headed folks at the last minute getting in heaven. Shoo. I can hear Brother Paul now says, shoo. He probably used some other choice words. I touch and agree with you, Brother Paul. Jonah was to preach what God told him. It was a message of doom. And sometimes, beloved, you know, preachers don't really like preaching messages of doom. I mean, sometimes God give me some hard messages to teach. Pastor always teaching those type of mess. I don't know why God chose me to do it. Maybe because he know that, you know what I mean? I don't care. I'll say what God say. See? Because while we preaching these messages of doom, we checking ourselves, and somebody got to do it. I mean, look, I can't always come and preach the break me down, give me down, bless me messages. I like their messages too. But what I realize is all of God's word is God's word, the sweet and the bitter. If we want to run from the bitter, call me when they tell me how I'm going to get me some money. call me when it's a good word. Baby, let me tell you something. Every word come out of God's mouth is good. So he had to preach a message of doom. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he had to preach it to the most powerful cities in the world where people feared the enemy. See, glory be to God. Israel was powerful people in that city. You know, it's like, you know, God sending you up to, you know, the White House and the House of Representatives to preach a message of doom. They really called you up there to do somebody's funeral. And while you up there, the Lord said, lay something on them. And you got a house full of rich folks, powerful folks, and you got to lay on them a message of doom. It sounds easy, but beloved, you got to be focused and in love with God to do something like that. This was not the most desirable assignment whatsoever. But those who bring God's word to others should not let fear of people dictate their words. See, and I'm going to be honest with y'all, beloved. When I was early in my salvation, I would try to change. I wish I could change my message, you know what I mean, to dictate the words because of the people that was in the audience. I mean, some things that, you know what I mean, some things you really don't want to say. That's why I don't really do a whole bunch of counseling. See, because if somebody telling you something about their spouse, then God give you a message on spouse, they going to think you beating up on them. See, because, you know what I mean, what they told you. If somebody not paying their tithes and you come talk about money, they going to think you picking on them because they ain't paying their tithes. I mean, that's how people are. See, glory be to God, they take it personal. I took my girlfriend to church one Sunday when my mother was preaching, and we got back to work the next day. She was really mad at me. She said, you ain't have to tell your mother all my business. I ain't tell my mother a cotton-picking thing. Nothing. I ain't even know what Tangie was talking about. But see, that's that conscience. When your conscience start bothering you like that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whew, hallelujah. And so, beloved, amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For the men and women, amen, that are called to preach God's message and God's truth, no matter how unpopular or impossible it may seem. So God sent, amen, hallelujah, Jonah to Nineveh, this huge city, beloved. The Hebrew text makes no distinction between the city proper, amen, hallelujah, that's the walls, amen, of which they were only about 8 miles in circumference. It was only about 175,000 people, amen, but every soul is precious to God. Jesus would have came and died for one. Jesus wasn't coming counting numbers. When Jesus came, he didn't say, ain't enough people here. I ain't going to die. You ain't going to nail me to the cross for these little bit of people. No. One. One is important with God. You want to know what number is important? One. And it's not God's will that any soul should perish. See? Glory be to God. But Jonah came and Jonah did what God told him to do, beloved. And the Bible tells us, look what happened. Look what happened. Hallelujah, everybody. He sent a message to everyone, even the king of Nineveh repented. Can you imagine the president of the United States, amen, the CEO of the corporation, everybody repented, beloved, hallelujah. And not only did, when he gave the message, he said, y'all got 40 days. Y'all got 40 days and destruction is about to hit. 40 days. Beloved, they had YouTube videos before this COVID hit. God has spoken to several people with dreams and visions, and they came and told the world that something was coming. I have a book right now, amen, with the apostle. I can't even think of his name right now. It's in my library. They told the people this stuff was going to happen, see? And God gives us warnings, amen, so that we can pray and repent. And this is what happened. Jonah said, y'all got 40 days. I still believe that's going to be another one of our petitions, beloved. We got to pray against nuclear war. Let me write that down. Because I was talking to somebody else over the weekend. God is still speaking, beloved. We just can't sit back and think it's over. It ain't over. Ain't nothing over with yet. Russia just getting started. Russia, let me tell you something. So between Russia, China, United States, anybody can push a button at any time. It's all the missiles are already, they don't have to go in the factory and make the stuff. It's already made. It's already, all they got to do is go push a button at any time. It could be a nuclear war. But my point of the matter this morning is when Jonah did what God told him to do, when Jonah, amen, went forth in faith, they everybody gave them the message of doom and gloom. 40 days, it's going to be disaster. If you don't repent, you're going to hell. That's a hard message. But that's a truthful message. But the Bible tells us, beloved, hallelujah, that the people knew what they should do, and the people did it. The Bible says that they repented immediately. And not only did they repent, they proclaimed a day of national fasting. Can you imagine what the United States of America would look like, or the whatever country you're in right now and you're listening to me, if we would fast? Can you imagine if the president or the leader said, okay, this day we're going to fast. We're going to take a week of fasting, the whole country, the whole church, when everybody's in it together, the whole city of Philadelphia, amen, the whole community, amen, the whole church, even you who are sick, you're going to find one of these fasting, and glory be to God, it's six different types of fast, amen, we all going to fast, we all going to sacrifice. Can you imagine what this world would look like? We're coming against bloodshed. We're coming against murder. We're going to take one day of fasting. And I'm talking about people that's not cheating. And I don't even know why people cheat, you know, because if it ain't in your heart to do, you know what I mean, then just don't do it, you know what I mean? Glory be to God. And honor God with fasting. And this is what happened, beloved. And guess what? God saved Nineveh. And we want to bless be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Beloved, some people do not still believe, amen, that fasting is for the New Testament. They don't believe that fasting is for New Testament believers. Glory be to God. Some say that it's maybe something that the prophets of old, amen, did, and there is no need for so-called, you know, fasting today, beloved. Many leaders in our modern church today will tell you that fasting is not necessary. In fact, many will claim that you are being religious if you're fasting, you're being legalistic if you fast, and since we are under grace, that there is no need to fast. But beloved, it is to be noted that throughout the ages, when the church demonstrated the greatest power, hallelujah, the greatest power, Azusa, amen, and all those other areas of high power, fasting played a major role. Fasting also played a major role in the life of Jesus. Huh? Is Jesus in the Old Testament or the New Testament? Somebody say both. Thank you. Hallelujah. He did not enter full-time ministry until he had fasted. Miracles, healings, and the casting out of devils occurred in Jesus' ministry after he came back from the fast. Not before the fast, The miracles did not happen before the fast. The miracles happened after the fast. Glory be to God. Since Jesus said that no servant and disciple can be above his master, if Jesus fasted, then we need to fast. See, actually, beloved, any student of the scriptures will observe that there is a great cloud of witnesses and had a major impact upon the earth. When God's people in the church demonstrated great power, fasting played a major role. All throughout the scriptures, we have a record of the good, of the bad, and of the ugly. Moses fasted, beloved. Hallelujah. When he came down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments, Esther, the queen, she fasted when her nation was facing extinction. Hallelujah. And turned to God. And God turned the situations around. Nehemiah, amen, he fasted. He's the cupbearer. He fasted over the broken walls of Jerusalem and rebuilt it in 52 days. Ezra, the scribe, fasted for protection. David, King David, hallelujah, was a man accustomed to fasting. Glory be to God. Jehoshaphat and Judah, they fasted to overcome the oncoming conglomerate of armies. Daniel fasted for revelation, see, and to end the Babylonian captivity. That's where we get the Daniel's fast. When Daniel fasted for 21 days, he only ate vegetables, amen, and fruit. He didn't eat no meats, no desserts, no dainties, huh? Nothing sweet, huh? That's the Daniel's fast. Glory be to God, huh? The apostles fasted, huh? For direction, huh? Anna, the prophetess, fasted to see the fulfillment of the promised seed. Samuel, the prophet, he fasted. Cornelius, the centurion, fasted to receive salvation for himself and for his household. Some of your family ain't going to be saved till you turn your plate down, baby. Let me tell you something. Joshua, the military leader, fasted to expose the cause of failure. Ooh, fasting will reveal revelations. Ah, cause you to see stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. That you didn't see before. Opening up the eyes of your understanding. Ahab, the evil king, he fasted to be forgiven. Jehoshaphat, he fasted when he was outnumbered in battle. And he obtained a great victory because he fasted. Ooh, God, fasting brings victory. Darius, the king, fasted to shut the mouths of the lion when they had thrown Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel, he fasted to mourn over the sins of Israel and for revelations. The apostle Paul fasted. And he was delivered from a shipwreck. Ooh, my God. Ah, my God. Somebody shipwrecked right now. I'm telling you, fasting is going to bring you out. Peter, the fisherman, fasted before he went to the house of Cornelius to bring the gospel to the Gentiles. The elders fasted. The prophets fasted. The teachers in Antioch fasted to receive direction. Fasting will give you direction and show you which way to go. Barnabas, he was an encourager. He fasted. John the Baptist, he was the forerunner of the Messiah. He fasted. The disciples of John fasted. And the Bible says they fasted often. Not just 1 month a year. They was always fasting. The Pharisees fasted often. And, beloved, we know that Jesus fasted. So, beloved, we see all throughout the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, glory be to God, how fasting was relevant, how fasting brought about results, direction, protection,
answers, revelation. Glory be to God. We also read from the Bible that women, children, and animals fasted. These people were so serious about fasting, they didn't even feed the dog. They say, okay, Ralph, we fasting, you fasting too, baby. Oh, my God. Beloved, can you see this great cloud of witnesses who believed in fasting? You will be in great company when you learn to fast. You will not find, now, if you go through, all right, well, give me the Bible, all right, what chapter, show me what chapter, I want to see where the Lord is telling me to fast. You're not going to find a decree telling you to fast. You're not going to find a commandment in the Old Testament and the New Testament where the Lord wrote, thou shalt not kill and thou shalt fast. No, you ain't going to find that, beloved. Fasting was a personal issue, and you must learn how to fast. And I submit to you that fasting is imperative and not optional. If you want depth in the spirit, we've been talking all last week, the week before, about going deeper, going deeper, going deeper with the Lord. Beloved, let me tell you something. Fasting will give you that spiritual depth. Oh, it's going to give you that spiritual depth. Glory be to God. For those who want to go deeper, we found out that that's what it means to seek the Lord, seeking the presence of the Lord, filling in the gap, coming in closer, going in deeper. Amen. Well, fasting is the vehicle, beloved. Hallelujah. And we said that 2023 is the year of results. If you're tired of living a life of with no results, guess what? Fasting is going to bring about the results. God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Glory be to God. Now, beloved, you do not want to fast, hallelujah, just because somebody is telling you to. Amen, hallelujah, because God will never force you. But there are some things that you will never see. And the Bible declares this. There are some things that you personally will never see. That you're going to go to your grave without seeing it. There are some things that you will never taste. You will go to your grave without tasting it until you learn to fast. There are people today who have taken the stance and declared that we do not need to fast since we are no longer under the law. They contend that this practice was only for the Old Testament patriarchs and for the early church. However, beloved, when we scrutinize the scriptures, as I had just given you an overview, and you can go deeper with your research, we find that the Lord Jesus himself never did away with the principle of fasting. But man, flesh-driven man, has attempted to do away with it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for fasting. And we will be talking about this, amen, all this month. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So let's just sum up today's teaching. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. With the definition of fasting, beloved. Number one, the word fast. When we talked about the fast, F-A-S-T, literally means to shut the mouth so as to abstain from food. Now, that's the real definition. Some people say, well, I'm just going to fast. I'm just going to not going to watch TV, and I'm not going to, well, no. Maybe you don't need to watch all that TV anyhow and social media, but that's not the definition of fast. Fasting means, beloved, to shut your mouth and to abstain from food. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you break fast, you partake of food. And when you fast, you abstain from food. That's why we call the first meal of the day breakfast. Because you fasted all night while you were sleeping, you abstained from food. Huh? You woke up in the morning, you broke the fast. When you opened your mouth and you ate the food. Glory be to God. In its simplest definition, fasting means to abstain from food for spiritual purposes. Now write that down in your notebooks because we want you to be educated. God said he will not have us ignorant. When people start talking to you about why you're fasting and what is fasting, they don't know. So now you can educate them. Glory be to God, huh? Hallelujah. Now, you're going to lose some weight, but that ain't really why you're fasting to lose the weight. We can all probably stand to lose a couple pounds. See? However, we are abstaining from food for spiritual purposes. However, beloved, if you simply think that fasting is not partaking of food, then you would be doing a great injustice to yourself, to God, and to fasting. People do not partake of this great phenomenon because they do not know what fasting is, what it does, and what it entails. So this is why it's important to study the scriptures. Beloved, we're going to be spending more time in the scriptures over the next 3 weeks, more time in prayer, more time in the scriptures. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So just let me just share this with you on this morning, beloved. Fasting is humbling yourself before God and turning towards God, number one. When we are fasting, we're humbling ourselves before God, and we are turning towards him. Fasting is engaging God for spiritual, mental, physical, financial, ministerial, and municipal and personal breakthrough. Fasting is entreating God for divine intervention. Fasting is connecting with God to force the impossible to become possible. Fasting is making a demand upon the supply of the Spirit. Fasting is telling God that we are not relying upon our own hands, but upon his hand to remove the hand of Satan from our lives. Fasting is your spirit making your body an altar to connect with God for spiritual and physical transactions. Fasting is inducing labor in order to give birth to your destiny. It breaks delay and the spirit of opposition. Fasting is the slowing of the flesh in order to fast forward your spirit and your destiny. And this is what fasting is, beloved. And we're going to be learning more about it and more about it and more about it and more about it. But for those of you who want to go deeper, and I know I do. So if y'all following the leader here, we in this thing together. Oh, we say 2023 is the fullness of time. It's the fullness. It's the full-blown season. I heard the Holy Spirit say full-blown. Matter of fact, I think someone else said it, and it was a witness in my spirit that this was it. So as we fast today for the next 21 days, there's four or five different type of fasting. You talk to the Lord. You do, amen, what the Spirit is telling you to do based on your health, based on your faith, based on the type of sacrifice you want to give the Lord. Now, we have the absolute fast. That's the type of fasting I like to do, but it's okay. We're not in competition with nobody. Nobody don't have to try to keep up with me, and I ain't going to try to keep up with you. The absolute fasting is that's no food and no water, no food and no water. That's the absolute fast. Then we have the partial fast. The partial fast, beloved, is when you give up some foods. In other words, you just eat one meal a day. One meal a day, that is the partial fast. Then, beloved, amen, you have the water fast. Glory be to God. Where you just drink water, make sure it's purified water. Okay, that's going to be better for you. Okay? Or if you have the juice fast. Okay? And you can just do your juices. And stay away from the fruit juice. Because the fruit juice has too much sugar in it. Right? And then we have the Daniel's fast. Everybody's talking about the Daniel's fast. Okay? The Daniel fast, you can eat all day long. Okay? There's no cutoff time for the Daniel fast. Okay? But you're not eating any meat. You're not drinking any wine. Glory be to God. Huh? No animal products. No alcohol. Glory be to God. Huh? No dainties. Huh? No desserts. No sweets. No ice cream. No cakes. Come on. No candy. Glory be to God. That's the Daniel's fast. Now, I'm sure for those of us who are serious, amen, and this is just not Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, though, God's people all around the world coming in this first month, because we setting the standard, and we drawing the line. We letting the devil know, no, 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 you don't. No, 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 you don't. Don't even try it. See? And there's strength in numbers. Amen. Hallelujah. So you choose. Amen. We've already started. Amen. I know I started at 12 midnight. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you choose to fast. Amen. That's going to work for you. And we want to say thank God. Now, remember this about fasting. You can pray, and man ought to always pray without ceasing. Look for every opportunity to pray. You can pray without fasting. But you cannot fast without praying. Otherwise, you're just going on a hunger strike to pray when you fast. It is necessary. And beloved, let me tell you something. Some of you, and I'm talking to people all around the world right now, you're good-hearted people, and you love the Lord, and you got prayer petitions and prayer requests. And you asking God, you got desires of your heart that you want to see in your lifetime. But I'm going to tell you right now, some of you are going to die and go to the grave without seeing it. You know why? Because Jesus said, this kind only come by prayer and fasting. Prayer petition is only going to be answered through prayer and fasting. Beloved, the same way you got stubborn people, you got stubborn demons. And Satan has a lot of power. That's why so much blood shed around the world. That's why so much evil in the world. Because this is the devil's territory. Adam and Eve gave it to him. And he's powerful. We see it. We see it every day. With the funerals we attend. With the bad news. With the carjackings. With the fires. It's a mess, isn't it? That's how much power he has. He doesn't have all power, but he does have power. He used to be an angel. See? And you best believe Daniel prayed three days. Daniel had a prayer life, praying three times a day and fasting, and still had to wait 21 days, amen, for his breakthrough. And some of us think we're going to get it in 21 seconds, amen, with no fasting. And on a 2-second prayer. But lover, we got to contend for the faith. You got to go in and act like you want it. You got to get violent. Violence only respect violence. The devil got to see you just as crazy as he is. Huh? He got to see that you just as adamant as he is. You just as determined as he is. He coming to you with his tricks and strategies, but you coming to him in the name of the Lord, and you're coming with fasting. Jesus didn't work one miracle until after the fast. And maybe the miracle you're looking for ain't going to show up till after the fast. Amen? Amen. Time to go deep. Spiritual depth. Spiritual debt. Now, I don't think too many of you probably going to do the absolute fast, so you ain't got to worry about getting faint. But I know I'm talking to a couple diehards out there, and you said, you know what? I'm going absolute. I ain't eating or drinking. Because that's just, you know what I mean? That's just that fierceness in you. All right? If I'm talking to you, Amen. Glory, especially if this is your first time. If you find yourself getting a little dizzy or whatever, amen. If you find yourself getting hungry, oh, I'm hungry, I got to eat, I'm going to fall out, please go eat. Just go, so sit down and get yourself a meal. And remember, get yourself a little parsley if your breath, amen, gets a little, you know, tarsh, okay, because your body is burning up toxins, so your breath is supposed to stink. That's a good thing there. That's a good thing. Hallelujah, and to God be praised. All right, y'all, this is it. We on our way. Okay, so our petition today, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, okay, every day we're going to have a corporate petition. All right, and we are praying for ourselves. That's our corporate petition. We are praying, glory be to God, for self-reflection. God, show me the way you see me. Judgment, self-judgment, judge yourself. God, what areas of my life need to be corrected? What needs to be modified? What am I doing wrong that I need to do right? Show me what I need, what I'm doing right, that I can do better. You know, this is a real conversation, like really looking in the mirror and asking God, Lord, I want to see me. I ain't praying for nobody this season during this fasting period until I see me. I can't help nobody till I see me. I can't love nobody until I love me. That's another petition here. Lord, help us to love ourselves. Some of us don't love ourselves. If you don't love yourself, you're in sin. Because the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. So how are you going to love your neighbor if you don't love yourself? Now, we're not talking about self-deceit. Glory be to God. We're praying for purification. Lord, purge me. Purge me. Purge me as hyssop, Father. Beloved, let me tell you something. God has forgiven me for all my sins because I repent. But let me tell you something. If I'm going through the day and I get a quick flashback of something that went down in the past, I don't care how long ago it was. You know, I still ask God to forgive me. That's what you call purging yourself. That's what you call purging. Ah, my God, it's pure. It's pure and it's holy. You talking about being pure and holy? Let the Holy Spirit purge you, baby. We're talking about heartfelt repentance. God said, rend your hearts and not your garments. And confession. When the Holy Spirit shows you, I know you're too smart to try to negotiate with God as to why you did something. Just come on out with your hands up and say, God, forgive me. He said, if we confess our sins and forsake our sins, we'll find mercy. And that's all you do. Every time the Holy Spirit put his fingers, Lord, thank you for forgiving me. Thank you, God. I'm so sorry. Now help me to forgive myself. Purging, purging, purging. Going deeper, going deeper, going deeper with the Lord. Oh, it's going to be a glorious 21 days. Amen. So that's our prayer petition for the next 3 days. We might add something on to that, but we're praying for ourselves. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And then every day for the balance of this month, the 21 days, we will have a corporate prayer petition. Now, in addition to the corporate prayer petition, I have my own personal petitions. I have 5 of them already on the list just for today. Now, I'm not going to share with you because they're real personal. So I'm not going to share with you my personal petition. I'll share one with you, though, because it's one that we all need to think about. I just asked God, I said, Lord, help me not to cheat during this fast. Because number one, I ain't got nothing to prove to nobody. But if I say, Father God, I want to do the whole 21 days, and I don't want to cheat. I really want to come in praying and fasting, not eating, not drinking, not doing nothing. I ain't doing it. No, I can't go out to dinner with you right now. Later on, check with me later on in the month. No, I can't eat that apple pie. I love sweet potato pie. Save it to the end of the month. I love seafood. No, not right now. No.
No, I don't want to cheat. I don't want to cheat. That's one of my, I ask God to help me not to cheat. Amen. Because sometimes we'll be tempted. That's the main time somebody want to do. Come on, let's go to lunch, baby girl. Come on. Well, where was you last month when everybody was celebrating? So the devil got away. But beloved, let me tell you this. If the devil can break our attention and focus with a piece of chicken, how easy can he just do whatever else he wants to do? If he see God's people coming together for fasting, and he know that fasting is going to devastate him, amen, we're going to be able to rend his kingdom, amen, because of fasting, because that's what the Bible tells us. And he said, well, man, just give him a piece of chicken. And it works. And it works. I don't think so. I don't think so. Not this time. Amen and amen. Thank God for Jonah. Thank God for Nineveh, and thank God for the nation, beloved. And we're going to be praying for our nation all throughout these 21 days because our nation is in turmoil. Y'all see what just happened? Y'all see what's happening with the House of Representatives? Y'all see what's happening in Congress and the White House? It is embarrassing. Other countries are laughing at the United States of America being watered down. What in the world is going on? Well, we know what's going on. We're in the last days. That's what's going on. Amen. But guess what? We still going to pray. And we're going to keep on praying until we can't pray no more. Amen and amen. All right. That's it for the day. God bless you. This Wednesday night, we'll be resuming our Bible study. This Friday night is the praise party, the first praise party of the new year. Friday night, 9 p.m. Come on, let's get your praise on. Let's get your praise on. Amen. Early morning prayer on social media at 5 a.m. Amen. Here every morning. I think for the rest of this week, we have someone coming. Amen. It's going to come and elaborate on fasting. Amen. And we will be at the altar prayer today, 12 o'clock with our Elder Martin and 9 o'clock, I believe, with our Evangelist Nancy. Amen. I believe those are our two warriors on today. Come on, let's pray. Let's touch it. Let's agree. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we come in praying and fasting. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for the desire. Thank you for the will. Thank you that Jesus set the example. Jesus himself. God, he said the servant is not greater than the master. If Jesus could fast, we could fast, Father God. Hallelujah. And we say thank you. We saw that Jesus brought about results, and he was God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. God, we thank you for the end results of our fasting. Father God, how even before we get there, we want to give you praise. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, we've already accepted our motto for 2023. Whatever God cannot do for us cannot be done. God, we're going all the way out. We're going all the way in. Hallelujah, my God. And we say thank you for advanced praise. Help us to see ourselves, Father. God, we don't want to mistreat people. We want to love people, Father. We want to be kind to people. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. God, if we are mistreating people any kind of way, some days we nice, some days we ugly. Oh, Father God, forgive us. Forgive us, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. In any area in our lives that needs attention, Father God, show us, because we really want to see it. We really want to see it, God, because we want to live our best life ever here on planet Earth. And we definitely want to see you when we close our eyes. And we want to hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servant, and to thou and to the joy of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless the prayer warriors as they come today to serve at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Bless them, Father God. Oh, anoint them, Father God. Cover them, protect them from evil and danger, seen and unseen. This, and not only the ones, the hosts that's sitting out on the forefront
We pray an extra layer of protection on them. But everyone that comes, touching and agreeing, we're in the same battlefield. The devil don't care if he gets you on the first row or the third row. He coming for you. Father God, we pray for every ministry partner, every prayer warrior, Father God, signing in, touching and agreeing, Father God, in a spirit of unity. And we say thank you for these men and thank you for these women, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father God, as we fast on today, make fasting easy. Make it easy, Father God. Hallelujah. God, when you ordain a fast, God, we don't even get hungry. It'd be time to break fast, and we're not even ready to break fast. Father, if it's an absolute fast, a Daniel's fast, a water fast, a partial fast, whatever type of fast we are, and we thank you for giving the body of Christ options, Father God, this year, to pick and choose. That's how much, Father God, you want us to engage. You said, move with your faith. Whatever you got faith for. Hallelujah. God, we come to you in spirit and in truth. And we just want to say thank you, Father. And Father God, we thank you already for the results that's going to be produced during this time of consecration and dedication. In Jesus' name. Now, Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the precious, precious, precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Let us pray for our sister Felicia, our sister Gwendolyn's, amen, daughter, who's going in for surgery on this morning. Had an opportunity to speak with her and pray with her on yesterday. Amen. Let us, amen, touch and agree. Father God, as Felicia goes into surgery on the day, Father, we thank you for outstanding, uncommon victory, miracles, Father God, healings, breakthrough. She will rise. She will walk. She will talk. She will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Her test will become her testimony. Her misery will become her message. Guide the hands of the doctors, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father God, for making her well and her prospering as her soul prospers. And we say thank you. And anybody else under the knife, anybody else in surgery today, family, friends, those neighbors, those we know and those we don't know, Father God, we pray, Father, you will send your word and heal them of all their diseases. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Okay, Lord, come on, y'all. Spiritual depth. Amen. We're going deeper. And fasting is a guaranteed way to go and be successful. Good. And as we go deeper with God. Amen. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for allowing me to serve. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Does anybody want the Lord to make him over? Just begin to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know my other side. I can no longer hide. Let you down so many times. Been freshly crucified. But the more that you try to be by my side, the more I push you out.
All over the building, let me hear you say, Lord, make me over.
Lord.
Is there anybody
somebody's prayer out there tonight. Somebody out there sing it, come on.
Failed you, pierced your side when they already nailed you. Jesus healed my open wound. I just want to be more like you. Father, I let you down. What's not like you to say? Reconcile me, Jesus. I just wanna please you. Wash me and make me whole.
Everybody sing it, Lord, make me over. Them over again. Anybody tired of messing up time after time after time after time? Anybody ready for change? Make some noise up in this place. Lord, make me. Lord, take out everything that's not like us.